Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. Let's go in the community now, brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross, Alberta's leading benefit provider. Get an affordable group benefit plan for your business by calling Alberta Blue Cross today. As we're going to talk a little football with the head coach of the Edmonton Huskies, Ian McLean. Coach, welcome back to the show. I want to start talking, first of all, about the gender-based violence prevention program that you've teamed up with the Huskies for the second year.
Hey, Jason, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been a fantastic program that we've been I've been surprised at how well it's gone over with our guys. And also the program itself, just what we've seen of it come from the locker room, from the conversations we're having with our players about addressing a topic that impacts everybody. And it's changed the culture of our locker room, the language that's used around the team. It's been awesome to see.
Ian, talk about how and why the team got into it and what's involved in your participation with this.
So the program is run, it's a partnership with the University of Alberta, and Colleen is the master facilitator for all this. So she's the one she's the brains of the operation, I guess I should, the easiest way of putting it. And it was connection through Rick Walters, our offensive coordinator, and she's come in, and our guys go through a series of sessions with her throughout the offseason, throughout the season. I think as a coaching perspective, it was a bit of a new territory to go into, where you're sacrificing some team time to talk about something like this, to have these sessions. But once our coaches saw what's happened with our guys and just the buy-in from the team, and this is the real corporate culture that we put in with the organization with it, everybody's on side with it.
Now, Ian, you mentioned you were a little surprised by it as far as how your players reacted to it. How come?
I think it's with junior football, the fun part about it is you get everybody from first-year engineers to guys who are laborers to guys who are becoming electricians to, I think we have three or four nurses on the team now. So you get people from all over northern Alberta, very different backgrounds. And it's talking about a subject matter that is difficult for guys to speak about. I mean, a lot of, like, if you look at the statistics that we go through in our sessions, the amount of people that have experienced gender-based violence, either in their own families or they know people who have, it's a high percentage of it. So it's a very vulnerable topic to talk about, and you're asking young guys who are 17 to 22 years old to go into a very, very vulnerable position on it and talk about it with their peer groups. It's not something that happens on a regular basis, and that's probably the biggest benefit of it, is we've had a chance to talk to our guys about things they've gone through, how they can act in circumstances when they're around gender-based violence or any sort of violence at all, and just seeing the guys grow and how they can become advocates for standing up for people of all genders.
And I think it's huge that you mention this, because time, and you played sports, right? You played for the Huskies, you played U of A. I find still at times there's an underlying culture where, bravado, man, maybe disrespect towards women at times and certain things they say, that this is a good way to have people suddenly change how they view, the other sex.
Absolutely. And I think that the machismo that comes from sports in general, you can hide a lot of things within that. And one of the things that I've seen from it is the ability to talk to guys about problems they're having in their own lives and to be able to have a conversation. If you don't have to do this by yourself, you have people around you, people in the community who are there to help you, that are there to help you get through times of your life that are difficult. And they can talk about that with their own lives, and then they can be advocates for it for other people. We got a good, strong leadership group, and guys have really bought into this program. They're doing a fantastic job, and they're starting to get trained up of how they can go out and give these sessions to other people and really seeing the growth and leadership of our players.
You know, it's amazing, Ian, the old saying used to be sticks and stones, right? But the fact is, words can hurt, and if you just have conversations where your references to certain things, how you talk about certain things, that can shift attitudes, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that's been very interesting to see, is just the vernacular that's used around the team is something that has changed quite drastically from when I played, which it's getting longer and longer now, but it wasn't that long ago. And just what's acceptable and the way you reference things, the way you talk about people and other people on your team or people in the community, that change has been fantastic to see. And I'm really proud of our guys for buying into that culture change.
Swing into the actual pigskin here, Ian. Spring camp is coming. It's still a ways off. how long a list are we looking at? And talk about the significance of spring camp, because you got to get back at it sooner or later.
Well, that's the fun part about it, is we get to go play a game with this stuff too. So we haven't really stopped a lot of our off-season stuff throughout since the season ended. Obviously, we had a fairly successful year on the field last year, and we're trying to continue that. Lost quite a few guys to university, or guys who've graduated, so trying to replace those guys, probably especially on defense, is where we're seeing the biggest losses. So bringing in some young guys to push there, and then obviously, our attitude is always the best guys play. So we've got some young guys that we're counting on to step in and to contribute right away. We're incredibly lucky in that our head strength coach is actually Devin Clayton, who's the head strength coach for the Edmonton Eskimos. So our guys have been training with him at Commonwealth Stadium every Monday and Wednesday since January. We have another one tonight. And then we'll get gearing up. We just finished our on-field workouts. Our last one was 2 weekends ago. So we've been doing a lot of football stuff and trying to pare down to that 90-man roster we'll bring into spring camp.
Now, the spring camp, of course, has changed because you have it a lot of times on the same weekend as the Wildcats, so guys don't go to both camps and kind of pick and choose. You kind of maybe recruit a little bit more beforehand. How's your squad looking, Ian? Strengths of your team heading into camp, and maybe some areas you're going to need some guys to step in and fill holes?
Well, we're lucky. We're going to the season with a fifth-year quarterback. Brad will be back going to his last season in junior football, and he's been a huge part of some of the turnaround we've seen. So that's going to be a strength. And then that's obviously one of the places that we're looking at, bringing in some guys that can compete. What I want from my guys who are players who want to come in and compete for playing time and compete to be the best players out there. So we're looking at quarterbacks to come in because we're going to have to replace Brad after this year. So I'm excited to see that competition go through. Defensively, especially defensive backs, we have lost quite a few players. So we're looking at that position as some young guys needing to come in and being ready to contribute from a pretty early stage. Probably the place that I'm the most excited to see come together is the offensive and defensive line. We have a nice mix of young guys and old guys. Our offensive line, we have one fifth-year guy, and then everybody else is pretty young. So it's nice to see those guys come together and push each other, and that's probably the part of the offseason that I've liked the most, is that our guys really are in a level of competition. I mean, if guys don't want to compete, they usually don't last very long at our workouts. So that's something that I want to see as a coach, and it's been fun to see the guys buy into that.
Well, Ian, best of luck on camp, and more importantly, best of luck on a great initiative. I think it's really eye-opening for young men to play sports, but sports, there's lots more about it. It leads in life, and the gender-based violence prevention program seems like a fantastic thing, and likely probably brings your team a little bit closer together as guys open up and talk about things they probably never thought they'd talk about at football.
Oh, undoubtedly. I think that's one of the things that we can point to as a big reason for a lot of our success last year, and I'm looking forward to carrying on with the program as long as possible.
You betcha. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you, sir.